Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Emily Schwing. This week on AK, plastics. Some say after climate warming, plastic is the biggest environmental problem we face. And unlike climate warming, no one argues over who's responsible for the plastic in our oceans. We are. After researching and reporting on the problem, Johanna Urich wanted to do her part to reduce plastic trash. She started at home in her tiny log cabin in Spinard and quickly discovered it's a daunting task.
One plastic lined cat food can.
I'm sorting my trash and logging the plastic that's come into my life this week. It's all packaging. When I was born, there was very little plastic around. Now, more than half a century later, there's tons of it floating around the world's ocean. Most of it comes from land, and it's stuff from our cupboards and trash bins.
What is this? Bag for brown rice.
Unlike the long molecules that nature makes, the plastic we produce lasts forever. None of it rots the way natural cellulose does. Instead, it breaks down into smaller, less visible pieces and becomes even more dangerous in the environment. Some of Alaska's most remote beaches are covered with confetti of it.
This is ridiculous.
The plastic issue makes me confront the limits of consumer choice. What I can easily, I'm already doing. For example, we don't use plastic shopping bags anymore. But I still suffer from plastic guilt. Then I meet someone like Kylie Singh, working at the Alaska Center for the Environment. She comes at the plastic issue from a public health perspective.
I just continually was trying to wrap my head around something that we had just created, like plastic water bottles. If I was drinking out of a plastic water bottle and stashing it in my car for weeks at a time, I lived in the desert, there's got to be something leaching out of that plastic.
She was in college when she got to help lead an effort to stop the use of bottled water on campus.
A year after I graduated, we found out that we had lobbied hard enough to put the ban on bottled water at Humboldt State. And so we became the first public university to ban plastic bottled water on campus.
My plastic campaign isn't all doom and gloom. Some of it's fun. I'm making yogurt in a glass jar, so I don't have to buy the stuff in the plastic containers. The result is cheaper and tastier. I wrap the jar of lukewarm milk with a spoonful of yogurt in it and put it in the oven to incubate. The old pilot light keeps it warm. Every little bit helps.
Oh, this is the plastic packaging for the tiffin we bought so we wouldn't have to use plastic packaging for takeout food.
Dave Bass takes his own containers to restaurants when he buys takeout. He remembers the reaction the first time.
The person that took the containers wasn't sure it was even an option. They had to go check with somebody in the back and see if that was possible. They were a little confused, but they eventually did it.
Now local restaurants expect Dave to show up a few minutes early with glass Tupperware. It doesn't save a ton of trash, but he says the thought of the unnecessary styrofoam used to make it hard to take his food to go.
The tastiness and the convenience is nearly overshadowed by being forced to accept responsibility for several stupid styrofoam containers that are going to be floating around the ocean for the next billion years.
When I lived off the road system, everything came wrapped in plastic. That's why rural dumps are stuffed with plastic. We bury it and hope for the best. But the amount in village dumps pales compared to the quantities that wash up on our shores from Asia.
We're working on shorelines now that have up to 30 tons of plastic per mile on them.
Chris Pallister at Gulf of Alaska Keeper thinks the price of plastic should include all the external costs, including cleaning it up.
Other things like glass will be cost effective then. We can just make it here and reuse it here.
Finally, I want to show you where I go when the plastic gets overwhelming. Welcome to my garden compost heap. This is the temple of rot, and my husband Stephen is the priest. He waters it and turns it to make it heat up.
It's starting to work. Steam starts coming out.
Compost is entropy transformed and transcended. The heroes are worms and microbes. They break down and recycle all the long molecules made by nature, even the stuff that makes us. We will all rot someday. If I'm lucky, my chemistry will make more food, more blossoms, like the sweet black compost from this heap.
See, it's smelling good now.
After we are all long gone, the plastic we have already made will still be here. It's a huge and growing pile, and there are no simple answers. All I can do is start with my own pile and look for others willing to do the same.
What have we here? A plastic bag. It just rises to the top.
I'm Johanna Urich.